Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is That's a Crime. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal, we are back with another crime.
It's good to be back.
It's good to know that crimes are happening.
Crimes will never, ever, ever stop.
With or without us, Sal, they're going to be happening.
In fact, I think there might be actually less crime because of us.
Oh, less crime.
Like, we're crusaders.
When the show Cops came out, which was a total hit and reality, and you hadn't seen it. And I remember hearing that, Cops is going to come to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're like in high school, like, oh man, can we see the show? Can they pull us over?
Can they arrest us?
Not arrest, but can they pull us over with our friends or just be at a party that they... So it's funny, like, we're young and we talk stupid. We didn't mean it, but is this show doing that or having the opposite impact? Do you think it's cleaning up the streets? You think that less people are committing crime because there's shows focusing on that? I don't know, sir. I think it's the opposite.
I feel like we have the opportunity, though, to kind of roast some people if they're deserving of it.
There you go.
So, who wants to be roasted? I don't know. I mean, if you're a comedian already, you probably want to be roasted, but I don't think your average criminal out there wants to be roasted.
That's true. Well, today, Sal, we are breaking down the true crime story of the man arrested for kayaking with 26 pounds of cocaine in 2023. Now, Sal, I have kayaked. I have. It's fun. Solo. Yep. And I don't know if there's room for 5 pounds of cocaine in a kayak. This guy squeezed in 26 pounds in his kayak, hit it. I don't know. The title says a lot. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Well, like you, Jason, I have kayaked in the marina, Marina Del Rey, I think, to be exact.
Nice.
And I'm just imagining 26 pounds, because I'm imagining a 26-pound weight,
like a
kettlebell or something. But then when you have like bags of cocaine, it would take
spread
up more
out.
Space.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a large amount of cocaine. I don't know where he would place that because, you barely have room for your legs. In your average kayak.
It's like on you. Or maybe it's a bigger kayak.
Maybe on your lap.
I don't know.
Maybe it was
maybe
on his lap.
Lap. Maybe
could
on
have
your
been
lap.
Sitting there.
Well, very interesting. It caught my eye for a few reasons. There's not a lot of information. And some of our episodes are shorter and other ones are much deeper dives. But there were a couple things that tied into us.
Oh?
And I thought, oh my gosh, we just have to just talk about this. It just happened. I just saw it recently. And so here we go.
Yes.
I think you'll enjoy. On September 19th, 2023, not that long ago, Sal, 38-year-old Freddie Rodriguez.
Oh.
Now, Sal, this is a total mashup from The Karate Kid and Let's Talk Cobra Kai. Freddie being Freddie Fernandez from The Karate Kid. And Rodriguez being Sal Rodriguez.
Wow.
I saw that. And just, this is a true story, I swear. Earlier tonight, we recorded an episode all about Freddie Fernandez.
Yes. And it was also spelled the same. Freddie Fernandez is F-R-E-D-D-Y.
With a Y.
Okay, because Freddie from Scooby-Doo, I think, is D-D-I-E.
I-E. So this is another Karate Kid reference, Freddie with a Y.
And that is spelled Rodriguez is, some people spell Rodriguez with a Q, Q-U-E-Z.
Oh, that's, we wouldn't be friends, Sal. That's
no.
Weird.
I've never even met a person who spells it that way, but some people spell it that way. But what a mashup. Freddie Rodriguez.
Nice. So funny. Do you know Freddie? Is this a distant cousin of yours?
No.
Okay.
No, I have no knowledge of who this drug perpetrator is. Officer,
because if they were related, our show, That's a Crime, is not working with Freddie and your idea of cleaning up the streets or the kayaks.
Well, you have to disavow someone arrested. I think the mafia does the same.
Okay. So Freddie, back to the case at hand, is from Rhode Island. Here's another tie-in.
Do you know him?
I wasn't going to say anything. He's my neighbor. No, crazy. Don't know Freddie. Rhode Island is small. It's a small estate, but it's not that small. But he was arrested actually not in Rhode Island, but in Highgate, Vermont, also in New England, not far away, and charged with cocaine possession with intent to distribute. So Freddie wasn't just rolling around with 26 pounds of cocaine for self, right? It wasn't just that. He was looking to distribute.
Well, because you can't try to say, actually, this is for my own use.
Yeah, self-medication.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. If you have a little bit, you could be like, oh, this is for me and, you know, and my friends for the weekend. But if you have a large sum, yeah, you can't really use the it's my personal use excuse.
No, probably not. So according to court records, Rodriguez was encountered by federal agents near a rented camp in Highgate during the evening of September 18th into the morning of September 19th. He was seen reportedly walking to the Lake Champlain shoreline just after midnight with the bag, a 26-pound bag, like you said, a medicine ball or a kettlebell in said bag, looking a little suspicious, I would think so.
Yeah, well, Jason, you have to consider, what the hell are federal agents doing near a campsite, which means that they probably had this guy on their radar ahead of time, or they knew that some sort of transaction was going to take place there. But we're not specifying that because we don't have the information ourselves, but the fact that there's federal agents at a campsite, I think, implies that.
True. Well, Rodriguez was then seen moving items from his bag into the kayak just before dragging the kayak into the water. It was then federal agents confronted Rodriguez, who attempted to flee, I guess, on the kayak.
Oh, but think about how close he was, because they probably were like, hey, stop. He could have just started paddling.
Yeah.
And he probably would have gotten away because they were probably in vehicles, probably didn't have kayaks of their own, I bet. And then he could have possibly gotten away in the kayak.
And they could just shout at him, or they could have called in a chopper.
They would say, hey, Freddy.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, stop.
We know where you live. Yeah, I don't know. Was he being, you know, monitored? Were they doing surveillance on him? Is this an area this has happened before? I don't know much about this particular area. I do know Vermont, but I'm not familiar with Lake Champlain. Very interesting. Yeah. And Vermont also is more inland for New England. Like, we're a coastal town. I could walk outside in my office here in Newport and see the ocean. You can't do that in Vermont, as far as I know. There are lakes. So I guess he was on this lake. It says lake, but where's he going?
Yeah, where's the lake going to take you?
What's the plan here, Freddie? Do you need, like, is that just like, I could drive or I could just take the kayak, and who's going to look for, yeah, so I want to know more, honestly. It is fascinating. This popped up on the news, and it was even less information they shared, and I was like, that's interesting. So yeah, has he done this before? Is that why they were monitoring him? But where are you going on a lake?
No, yeah, you know what? It just occurred to me. I think Lake Champlain is one of the large Great Lakes, I think. So he could have been using it to actually traverse somewhere. When I think of a lake, I think of you're not really going to, you're kind of, you know, bound by, it's just like a big circle of water, so to speak. But no, I think that he could have potentially been going somewhere up or down and actually, you know, getting somewhere else.
That's true. So I just looked this up because I've heard of it before too, but Lake Champlain is a natural freshwater lake in North America. It mostly lies between the U.S. states of New York and Vermont, but also extends north into the Canadian province of Quebec. So yeah, it's not just this lake that, like a pond.
Yes.
There was an opportunity to take it somewhere, even if he wasn't on the coastal line, which is actually tougher in a kayak. So yeah, there you go. He had a plan. Don't know where he was headed, but he was towing with him 26 pounds of blow.
It's almost like they could have just maybe done additional surveillance, maybe from a distance involving binoculars.
And just followed him?
Yeah, and see, like, where is he going to go with this?
Yeah, just have him, a drone follow him.
Yeah, they could probably have a drone high enough so that they could follow him and he would not know it. And they would see where the next step is. Because when it comes to this whole thing with drug distribution, you want to find all the steps. Obviously, you want to aim high, but you want to see the avenues of where the drugs wind up. It's entirely possible if he was going to sell these, he was going to take these or the 26 pounds to someone else. And that person was probably going to buy from him.
And where'd he get it from?
There you go. So yeah, very, very interesting. The whole distribution chain is of drugs, like probably a lot of things, maybe even foods. Some person has the tons, that person breaks the tons to pounds, the person breaks the pounds to, I think, kilos or kilograms, then you have ounces, and it just goes down, down, down. I think that's what, is that metric system? That's not metric system.
Yeah. When do you get in the food chain, Sal? When do you step in?
It has to make its way down to the weekend party level. Then that's when I come on board and you'll be hearing about me.
Okay, fair enough. I like that. I like that. Now, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, the objects in his bag were...
brick-like objects wrapped in black cellophane-style packaging containing a white powder that tested presumptively positive for the presence of cocaine.
Presumptively.
Yeah, presumptively. Exactly. Presumptively.
So it was cocaine. Was it like the movies? They just like cut it up with a knife. Yeah, that's it. That's...
I've always wondered if police really do that. Do they actually taste test it?
I don't know. I know exactly. Like, I've seen it so many times. They're tasting it.
Or rubbing it on the gums is what they do. By the way, I'm just saying, I was messing around earlier. I don't indulge in cocaine. And by the way, just to be clear, not because I'm a prude, but because for what it costs, for what you get...
not worth it.
Not worth it.
That's what I hear. And I see every movie, it's like the guys are going down. Now, the objects weighed, meaning the cocaine, was about 26.4 pounds. So just a little bit more than 26.
Yep.
A lot of cocaine. Had it been 5 pounds, maybe Freddie Rodriguez is not in trouble, but this is 26 pounds, intent to distribute. So if he's convicted, Sal, Freddie would be facing 5 to 40 years in prison. That is a huge swing. Now, I know, Sal, you know a lot about sentencing and this, that, and the other. Where do you put this? What well, do definitely you think you'll get?
Well, harsh. That sentencing is very harsh because...
very harsh.
Yeah, depending on the judge, you're going to have these real anti-drug judges. Because, you know, I was just reading about another crime about some stalker breaking into a celebrity's home, and he only gets 30 days. So he gets 30 days for breaking into someone's home.
Could easily kill people.
Yeah,
and
how about
here's
that?
Freddie kayaking, an outdoorsman.
Yes, you exactly. Know? You know the funny...
put him away.
What I notice we're not getting, though, is the quintessential classic street value. We don't know the street value of what 26 pounds of cocaine's...
Sal.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of your new side things, like the inflation calculator.
Yeah.
We need street value from you.
Well, in this case, lake value. What's the cost of cocaine
what is the,
on a lake?
Lake Champlain, all that sounds so sophisticated.
I bet you it's higher.
It ups the price.
Yeah, it does. Because what you imagine if you're basically selling cocaine along Lake Champlain to vacationers, you know, people staying at Airbnbs along the lake, selling, you know, it's almost becomes a cottage industry, I would imagine, at that point.
I love it. I think it's great. So, well, I don't think it's great, but I like what we're talking about here. So I'm anxious to see what happens to Freddie Rodriguez. That is a huge swing. Even 5 years, it's like he's 38. You're going to go away for 5 years for this. Maybe he'll get a slap on the wrist or maybe he'll get a misdemeanor, but we don't even know his track record.
Yeah,
maybe he was being followed for a reason.
Jason, and also a priors. We don't know about his prior arrest. That makes a huge difference. If this is his first offense, different than if it's second or third. Big difference.
Absolutely. So I also read that Rodriguez was released on pretrial supervision conditions following a detention hearing that they had. So, you know, he's not even in jail waiting, but whatever these conditions are, a low jack or what have you, maybe he's not at flight risk. Maybe he's a kayak risk, though. He's already proven that. So we got to keep our eye on this kid.
He would not be allowed to rent or purchase a kayak.
Hang on a second. That looks like Freddie Rodriguez out there on Lake Champlain. He's guys, stop him. But he can get up to Quebec from here. So anyway, very interesting. It struck me funny. I know it's not funny because this guy could be in prison for a long time. So there's that. And it's a true crime. And this isn't just funny because it's 26 pounds of cocaine then going in the food chain. And it winds up where it winds up. So yeah, not good. But the name likeness, the fact that he's from Rhode Island, it just brought it home. And we had to talk about it here on That's a Crime. Because
that's
Sal,
right.
We cover
everything from a misdemeanor to a murder on That's a Crime. But I just want to specify, folks, the name Rodriguez is a very common Spanish name. Very, very common. I mean, obviously, at some point in time, Freddie and I were related back, who knows how many hundreds of years back to the original origins of Spain. But along the way, no, I have no relation to Freddie Rodriguez and do not indulge in any of these vices, such as hardcore narcotics use.
That's good to hear, Sal. That's good to hear.
Thank you.
And that covers the true crime story of the man arrested for kayaking with 26 pounds of cocaine in 2023. So we will come back with more crimes, but something new we're going to start doing, if we remember, is just to kind of highlight a crime from the past that we have covered.
Sure.
And I brought one up, just total random.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're just like, hey, check them out. There's a lot of episodes, but I'm going to call one out here. Driver evades armored vehicle heist 2021.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A great episode. Episode 25 for those interested. Check that one out. There's a YouTube video that was viral, and this is the story of the driver who evades this heist. It's really fascinating is what
it is. This driver's badass. You watch this guy. This guy is a badass dude. Because I think he had like a prior military background or something.
Oh, he did. He trains people how to deal with these types of situations. Yeah. So he was the right guy for the job. It had over 40 million views. After our episode went up, Sal, it had a little more than 40 million views, I know. So just a couple more, no. But good stuff.
And there was the new guy next to him who was like the newbie next to him?
It was Leo. Leo was the driver and then Lloyd. Great episode. So check that one out. We're going to give you direction. Episode 25, Driver Evades Armored Vehicle Heist 2021. You will not be disappointed.
When your coworker saves your life, I mean, coffee's on you for several months.
Totally. I got you, buddy. I got you. So thank you so much for listening. And please be sure to subscribe to the That's a Crime podcast and the That's a Crime YouTube live channel. You can also really help us by giving this show a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast.
And for all you listeners that enjoy sharing your thoughts, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, send us a direct message, or post a comment on any That's a Crime social media platform.
We also highly recommend checking out our other podcast and visiting justcuriousmedia.com.